The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Boy, when you're counting on us for normalcy, you know things are bad. Let's do this for all the cool cats and kittens. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
Really hot.
Okay, so just go. Yeah, all right. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe.
Not today.
With me, Fred Fowler. Yeah, well, we'll make it a great show. It doesn't matter. We'll deal with these things as we go. AJ Hoffman, Aaron Raybould in studio as we broadcast from all over the city. If you want to get in today, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Send Aaron a message. It makes him happy. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. The text line is up and running, so you can get in there. And it's a Monday, which doesn't feel a whole lot different than any other day, except for we're getting to do the show. So, what's going on, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff, man. What's going on with you?
Oh, not much. Just trying to stave off the inevitable decline into madness. But, rolling right along.
Okay. So, are you getting close yeah. to that, or what's going on?
No, actually, this is great because today, you know, there's stuff to do. Like, and I hate to admit this. Please don't tell anybody else in that meeting this morning. But you know how our meetings can drone on Mondays? I was so bored. I'm like, people, please keep talking. Just keep talking. I don't want to go anywhere. I got nothing else to do. That's a first.
Fair enough. Yeah, it's I'm kind of getting used to this, honestly.
I think I could, and I probably am. It's just the weekends. For some reason, the weekends are the hard part because I don't have the show. There's limited stuff to do on SportsMap, and so this is the first time I've really gotten bored. And Saturday had a lot of fun. We just got on, a bunch of us on Twitter, and tweeted out horse picks, and I made the people some money, so that was cool. But in general, it's like, oh, man, I want to do the show. I want to get on air somewhere. I want to do something. But we got 3 hours here, so here we go.
Yeah, I'm ready to rock and roll, and start week two of the Corona Blitz.
Well, it looks like the president's going to have us doing this until the end of April, but whatever we need to do, we'll make it work. So
I thought this was your be a weekend, very short-lived Phil? Thing. Come on.
Well, that was last week, AJ.
Oh, okay.
Right, we'll be back. We'll get our business back. And now it's April 30th. But how was your weekend? What did you guys do?
I took the kids to an empty baseball field, and we played baseball. Well, practiced baseball for a couple hours. So that was sort of normal, except there was no other kids. It was just my two kids.
Right.
So that part was a little bit weird, but it was. We ate and hung out and watched movies. It was not much different than any other day, I guess, except that I didn't have to work. So that part was a little bit different.
That's the first time I've been jealous of you having kids that age, because that sounds like a lot of fun right now. Get out to a baseball field and practice. It sounds silly, but that would be a lot of fun. Binge watch all of Ozark season 3.
Oh, I haven't watched it yet. That's on my plans for tonight.
Yeah, no spoilers. I thought it was good, but I just don't love that show as much as most people do. And I think it's because the characters are just, there's nobody I can root for. Which, you know me, I have to have somebody that I like, and they're just so unlikable, the whole group. But I thought the show was well written and pretty well done, and it's worth your time.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard that it's better than season 2, probably not as good as season 1.
I think that's fair, yeah.
Okay.
And the other thing I watched, and I have to stop doing this because I am going insane and I'm having weird dreams about all kinds of stuff, but I watched that Trials of Gabriel Fernandez.
Uh-huh.
And the first 3 episodes are about as good as anything you could ask for. It starts to drag a little after that, But, man, it's a hard watch because what they did to that kid is just unfathomable. But if you're into documentaries and, you know, it kind of gets into how the whole system failed. And there's a lot going on with it. It's some really great investigative journalism. But, boy, it is dark. And that's coming from me. So,
all right.
But I think you'd like it.
I'll probably dig it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, the people who do it are just horrible. But then the whole process, the failures that led to this, to nobody doing anything about it, is just fascinating. And so is the reporting in it. So just it's a good documentary. It's probably right up your alley. Shout out to JOff288, who's been telling me for a month now to watch it. And I finally listened to him because I'm running out of stuff to watch. But that's pretty much it. Those two.
All right.
Got through all 10 episodes of Ozark while I was watching horse racing Saturday. So, yeah. But, so I'll find something else. That's the thing. I'm getting bored with TV. That's...
You knew you'd run out eventually. I'm surprised you haven't been reading.
I'm actually thinking I'm going to download a bunch of books and start doing that. And I'm also... I think I'm going to use this time to finish the sequel and maybe crank out some more short stories for the people. So
there you go.
I think that's the next move.
But be productive, Fred. You've reached the bottom of Netflix.
Yeah. Well, and I can always get back into the Xbox. So there's that strong possibility. But otherwise, you know, just trying to, you know, keep up with everybody and make sure everybody's doing well and try to be as normal as possible while we can here and just hope it all works out. But, you know, I think it's good to be back on air. I do want to thank all the police and firefighters and people like that who are having to do normal jobs and get themselves exposed to some of these idiots. So, you know, appreciate you guys. But I don't know if you saw your preacher friend in Florida. The one you, I think you had him in Dumbass Report last week.
The guy that had people bust in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rodney Howard Brown.
Uh-huh.
He got arrested.
For coronavirus-related things?
Yes. Like
for bringing people in? Good.
Basically, because I don't know if you saw the story, but yesterday he had a full church, and nobody was 6 feet away from each other, and he claims that he has a spread that kills the coronavirus, of course, and so it's all safe. But, you know, you might want to ask your boy Jerry Falwell Jr. about that.
Oh, that
I don't know if you saw that.
What?
They reopened the campus.
Dope.
And, yep, 12 people already. So
yeah. Whoops.
So, you know, this is, we're seeing some of the worst of humanity right now. Because,
yeah.
Look, they just tell us to stay away from each other. It's not that hard. And, you know, I just think that the longer people keep doing stuff like that, the longer that we're going to have to continue this quarantine thing, and more people are going to lose jobs, and more people's lives are going to be ruined. Just do what they tell us. It's that simple. But, yeah, that's about it. That's all I got on Rona today. Well, I got a few other things, but they're more funny and less serious. Because... I don't feel like being serious today.
Well, I feel like we better get used to not talking too much sports, because it sounds like the more and more we get, the further down this road we get, the less likely it is that sports is going to get back to normal anytime soon.
Yeah, I think I don't know if you saw what Jeff Van Gundy tweeted out, but I kind of think he's right. The reality is we're not getting NBA back, we're not getting NHL back, baseball. Maybe we'll get a short season.
I don't think we're getting college football on time.
No, I don't know if you saw this, but they actually were looking into moving the season up to July because they're afraid that this is going to come back in the fall. And,
oh, boy.
Yeah, which, you know, that's really upsetting news. But at the very least, I think they're going to wind up pushing those seasons back a little bit. But, yeah, it's going to be a while. And you know what? That's okay. We'll come up with stuff. Just I'm using different web pages for show prep now. You know, I'm doing a lot of Gizmodo and, you know, stuff like that. Daily Beast, just things that aren't sports. Unfortunately, most of them are Rona related right now.
Yeah.
But But yeah, I mean, although we do have, the good news is, for people who have to have sports, we still have the NFL draft. There's going to be signings. There's the Laramie Tunsil talks have allegedly begun. So you got that. And, I mean, that's about it, but it's something.
Right.
So, did you?
I don't know if I was listening to Joel and Barry talk about Laramie Tunsil and like haggling over how many millions of dollars they can give this guy. I mean, can they argue anything? I mean, they're talking about they offer him $18.5 million. What's he going to say?
Well, he's going to say no because that's a first offer.
And okay, and then he says, "I want $22 million." It's not like the Texans have any bargaining power here.
No, but I bet they land around 20 and a half, 21, somewhere in there, which, you know, probably a little higher than I thought it was going to be, but not much, not enough to quibble over. So, yeah, if I'm him and I want 22, I'm just going to say, pay me 22. But I think they'll come to an agreement. At least they're talking, which is a good sign. And there's offers on the table, so hopefully it'll get done. All right, we'll take a quick break. Do not go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Set your clock and grab your jocks.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy Monday, everybody. Hope you guys are hanging in there okay. For those of you who are working, hopefully we'll keep you entertained. Those of you who aren't, well, hopefully we'll keep you entertained too. Texter asks, is Laramie Tunsil even the best tackle in the league? Is he worth $3 million more than the next highest paid tackle?
No, not even close.
No, but it's his turn, and he's worth that to the Texans. So, is Lane Johnson the best tackle in the league? He's the highest paid. I mean, he's in the conversation.
He's closer than Laramie Tunsil.
He is, but
that's not the point. The point is, Laramie Tunsil has the Texans over a barrel, because Texans, what they gave up for him means – they don't have a choice but to believe he is one of the top tackles in the league. And wherever he falls, and I tend to think he falls somewhere in the back end of the top 10, it doesn't matter. You can't pay. He's not going to ask for the 10th highest or to be the 10th highest paid tackle. He's going to ask to be the highest paid tackle. And the Texans don't really have a choice as far as, well, should we pay him that or not? They're kind of stuck. He's got all the leverage.
Yeah, and that happened when they made the deal without getting him to agree to something then. But the reality is, you know, there's quarterbacks who were the highest paid in the league who weren't, you know, nearly the best quarterback either. So this it just comes up when it's a guy's time. And to me, you pay him. And if they structure the contract right in a couple of years, if it's not – honestly, somebody will get more money than him next year, the year after that. I mean, the salaries are just going to keep going up if the salary cap goes up. Although, who knows if we even have a season. And
right.
I mean, I don't even know how that'll work. But Hockley Dan says, can Tunsil have his agent negotiate a no-trade clause in the contract? And would O'Brien get turned off by that and stop negotiating? I don't think he has an agent right now. I think he's doing it himself.
Yeah.
Which is kind of smart.
Saving that 10%.
Yeah. If you know you're going to get – you know what kind of deal you're going to get. And you know you have him over a barrel. I'm totally cool with him doing that. And you know you probably hire a lawyer to look at the contract language, just make sure there's nothing you're getting screwed on. But yeah, in his case, I don't think the negotiations are really going to be that hard. It's like, okay, 18.5, nope, not happening. Let's start at 22 on my end.
Yeah,
and somewhere around 20.5, and it'll just come down to how much guaranteed money and all that. And you know, but. You're worth what you can get at the time, and he's certainly going to get paid.
No doubt.
So you'd have been proud of me this weekend. I made a good decision that you know, in order to
you
help.
You dyed your hair black.
No, I haven't done that yet. Haven't been to the store to buy the dye because I know okay. we're a ways away from that. But now the wife really wanted to go camping because all the state parks were still open. And there was a couple of spots at Huntsville, and I'm just like, you know, she's like, yeah, this way we won't be near anybody. And I said, well, we have to use the same restrooms as other people, and the same water thing is probably not the best idea. And I think for the first time in 10-plus years of marriage, she actually agreed with me.
Oh, look at you. Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah. So, small victory.
Yeah.
But, you know,
victory nonetheless.
Yeah. And, I just started thinking about that. It's like, those restrooms at state parks are pretty gross to begin
you
with.
Don't think they're, you don't think they're sanitizing every hour?
No. Hmm. So, I think even bringing your own stuff and spraying it down wouldn't have been enough. So, yeah, it's just, you know. It would have been fun to get away and get outside, but, you know, I don't think that that's the smartest thing to do right now. And, you know, I love supporting our state parks, but, you know, I worry about stuff like that.
Yeah, good choice, if you ask me.
So, yeah. So he says, give it time. He'll be traded for a fifth-round pick and a box of Pop-Tarts next year.
That's
probably
possible.
True. Yeah, I wrote my column for Wednesday already, and... Yeah, I reached out to a bunch of really hardcore Texans fans, like people that have John the Texan or Texan Diehard in their Twitter handle, to ask them how they would react if Deshaun Watson got traded. And it was interesting to say the least. So I just want to point out, when you read this Wednesday, this isn't my opinion. I'm letting those guys tell, you know, why they're such diehard fans. And how they would react to that. So, still coming up with some content for the people on SportsMap.
There you go. Yeah, I can't imagine there's much of a... I don't know that Texans fans could be even that mad if it happened. Because at some point, you got to let that guy... You got to let him go. for the betterment of him.
Well, I'm not going to spoil it by telling you the reactions, but we'll talk about it Wednesday when it comes out. But it was interesting, and I appreciate everybody who helped out. I did not include them in the article as far as their names because I know how people get. It's like, how the hell could you think this? Because some of the stuff is pretty radical. So I didn't do that, but I got some good stuff from them, and they were all very helpful.
All right.
So, and Jason Braddock's got his edge rushers rankings up on the site if you want to go check that out. So,
like free agent edge rushers or just period edge rushers?
Draftable ones.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
Yeah. So figuring that the Texans might use one with one of their
you would think.
2 second round picks. If I'm a betting man, and I don't want to get too much into this yet because we still got a month before it happens, I bet they draft another tight end with one of those second round picks.
Oh.
Or something else they don't need, like a fullback. I don't know. I don't trust them.
A fullback would be very Texans.
It would be.
As one of the only teams that still even believes that that's a real position.
Yeah, well, they're going to need it. You know, make sure David Johnson gets all the support in blocking that he needs. You know, that's why you go get a fullback. Oh, 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. And a couple of things. Did you see that Eric Reed has filed a thing to get the CBA thrown out?
No. I mean, yeah, is it going to work?
Well, they're apparently the version that was sent out that they voted on was changed afterwards, and it has something to do with excuse me. They had something to do with guys being able to file for injury related stuff, and they just changed the date on it. But of course, he was against the CBA to begin with. I can't imagine there's a player out there right now who would vote that thing down, considering we don't know what the hell's going to happen.
Right.
So I mean, I imagine they'll probably just revert it to what the original was that they voted on, because it's not that big of a deal. But you know. I mean, as uncertain as things are right now, it's an awful lot of money to be walking away from and starting over with.
Yeah, I don't I tend to feel like
I can't hear. I can't hear AJ. So, okay, well, I'll talk for a second. But, yeah, basically what I think – oh, there you are.
Oh, you're hey. Back.
Yeah, we lost you for a sec.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Well, you were in the middle of some really important thought, so.
Well, I've forgotten it, so it's not that important. I'm over it.
Oh, well, you know, one cool thing that people can do right now is get themselves set up with hoops and let their kids get outside and shoot the basketball.
Dude, I'm telling you, if you're one of these parents right now who your kids are driving you crazy or they're on the video games all the time, I'm not dealing with that because my kids literally spend hours per day outside on the hoop that I got from ProDunkHoops.com. And these are the nicest hoops you're going to find. Thickest steel of any goal on the market, 75% thicker than the best brands in the big box stores. Tempered glass backboard, so strong if it breaks or cracks for any reason, they'll replace it for free. And it's got a rust armor finish, which means 30 years maintenance free. They've got a design to fit your home, your driveway, or your backyard. And they're adjustable from 10 feet to 5 feet. So any age kid can get out there and play. And they're still installing. You want to get this done now. Get your kids out there, outdoors, active, off their asses. Get your new hoops goal today. You can see everything they've got going on at ProDunkHoops.com. And I'm telling you, it's a great investment. It looks good in my front yard, and it's keeping my kids busy during this time. And you know, through the summer, all the time, you can have them out there. That's ProDunkHoops.com, 281-351-9822, ProDunkHoops.com.
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
Father, I stretch my hands to you.
Life like this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
One of us is in the Veritex Community Bank studio, and that would be our man, Aaron. AJ is at the Hoffman Estates. I'm pacing as usual in the basement of Falcon Tower, and we're doing the best we can, having some fun today, hopefully bringing a little bit of normalcy to life during these difficult times. Did you, I don't know if you saw this, but Evan Gattis stirred things up a little bit with his liking of a Mike Fiers picture and retweeting it.
Yeah, all of the glass that the Flying Saucer made. I wanted one.
Yeah, I want to get one of those.
They went pretty fast, I think.
Yeah, well, like, it's not like I can go in there and sit and buy one and drink right now.
Right.
But, yeah, I'd love to get one of those. And I'm sure they'll do it again because when they have stuff like that that's really popular, they bring them back. But, yeah, and now he's having to say, oh, I text him, we're friends and all that. It's like, dude, I just thought it was a funny glass. It was. Why are people giving him grief over that?
Well, because people are probably asking him about it.
Well, you know, I mean, I think the glass is funny. I think it was fine for him to retweet it. And I think it's fine if he does think Mike Fiers is a little bitch. I don't have a problem with any of that.
See, he thinks he's a snitch, Fred, not necessarily a little bitch. Those things are separate.
I think they're in the same ballpark.
All right.
I believe that. There was a time you believed that, too. But, I mean, you practically could have copyrighted the phrase snitches get stitches at one point.
Well,
now you've all matured and stole it.
No, I'm not matured at all. I mean, I still think that's the case. I just think that if someone asks him about it, it's like, well, what's the guy going to say? It's his buddy. And apparently they are still buddies. But, you know, his buddy just happens to be a snitch.
So I wonder, is Evan Gattis still hanging around town, or does he just follow Flying Saucer?
I don't. It looked like he got one of the glasses. So
I don't.
I'm not sure. I would assume he's still around. Where the hell else is he going to go?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's not like people were rushing out there to sign him. So
that's the thing. Like, if you if you win a championship in a town or you do something big in a town and there's not much else for you to fall back on, the best thing you can do is stay in that town where you've got some level of celebrity. Because let's face it, if Evan Gaddis moved to Baltimore, Maryland, nobody would know him. You know, he'd have whatever money he made from playing baseball, so his life wouldn't be hard. But he's probably not getting the perks. Like, here he probably knows guys that own restaurants who can get him in. He's got hookups. It's always important.
And drunk bros will recognize him and buy him beer.
Yes. Dude, I'm telling you, Rod Babers is still in Austin. People will still come up to him in a bar, be like, I remember with that pick six against Oklahoma, and that was like in 2000, and buy him beer from something that one play that he had in the year 2000 is still getting him free beers to this day. You stick around that, bro. He won a World Series here. Somebody's going to buy him a drink.
Yeah, and, you know, I think that's a – I do think that's kind of cool because he was well liked here. I'm surprised he couldn't get a job last year, but you know, if that's it, then he got a title and had a nice career. Oh, tainted title, excuse me. I think we're required to say that now. it was a tainted title. But 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. I think that's pretty much all the sports I had for today. Other than, not really sports, but did Gardner Minshew tweeting out his Jaguar King thing?
Yeah.
That dude's a goofball. I kind of like him. I don't know that he can play.
Yeah, I mean, the personality's great, but if he can't play, what's it matter?
Yeah, I mean, he started off pretty good and then backed up a little bit, but, I mean, he is such a nutball. I mean, I love guys like that. So, but we're not going to be seeing him on the field for a while to suck, so we should just enjoy
him.
I have I don't know how much I want to get into this, but I thought it's worth bringing up. Did you see that there's a lawsuit before the Texas Supreme Court to rule part of the stay-at-home order in Harris County unconstitutional? Bet you'll never guess who's behind it.
Tell me.
Well, a very hardline conservative power broker and three Harris County pastors. I get that people want to go to church, but it's just not a good idea right now.
Now, I mean, you got to remember, what's the day that pays the bills for churches? I mean, Easter is that day that people will come in, and they got people coming in who never go to church and dropping a 20 in the hat. They want those people in church.
That's like the one day of the year that certain people will go. And, yeah, I get it. And I get that everybody's business is hurting here a little bit, but just keep doing them online. Use PayPal. I mean, yeah, you're not going to get this. It's not going to be the same as somebody sitting there dumping cash. I get it. But is it really worth bringing all those people in there and getting somebody sick?
Well, my church already has like online giving. That's pretty old school if your sole source of income is having people, you know, drop cash in your bucket. That's probably not great.
No, it's probably not. But the other part of it is they're angry that gun shops were not defined as essential business.
Well,
so basically this violates...
This is the same group that's mad about that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, that's great.
So the order severely infringes on Second Amendment rights by closing gun stores and First Amendment rights for not allowing people to worship as they like.
Oh, well, all right.
I think
that this is, I mean, any judge worth his head is going to realize that these aren't the everyday times. I mean, this isn't something that's going to look like this every day. This isn't anyone trying to deny people their rights. This is a public safety situation.
I'm kind of split decision on this. because although I think like gun shops in general you may not need, but I mean, as long as Academy's got guns and stuff like that, I mean, you know, of course by now you should have one,
right?
Yeah, you know, but ammo and stuff I get, but yeah, I mean, I do think that people could be a little smarter than what they're being right now. 713-780-ESPN. Phillips, a CEO of church, Christmas and Easter only. Yeah, I mean, and hey, it sucks. Guess what? You know what sucked for us? Losing March Madness.
Yeah.
You know, none of us wanted to do that. Believe me, that's a very profitable time for us. Losing Sam Houston Race Park sucks from a financial standpoint. This is usually one of our better stretches of the year. Well, you know what? We got to learn to live with it.
Yep.
So, can I explain to the cops that going to my weed dealer's house is essential business? Well,
I mean, you can try.
Yeah, if you get caught. And I don't think, but if I were you, but right now, unless you have no other choice, I would not use cash for anything. His money's so damn dirty to begin with. But have him throw it over the fence, and you PayPal him the money. That way nobody has to touch anything, and you're fine. That would be my suggestion. Just make it a pickup thing. You know, just like the curbside service for everything else we were talking about last week.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure my guy would do that for me. Yeah. In fact, he might even come to me and throw it over the fence to my porch. So, not that I want anybody watching my house for that. It might just be, you know, beef jerky. I'm probably running low on beef jerky. That's probably what he's throwing over the fence. So if you happen to see that and you're out and about, yeah, it's just beef jerky. I don't know about this. I don't know how your neighborhood is, but I've noticed a lot more people out walking and running and stuff like that over the last few days.
Tons.
And walking avoiding dogs. Each other. Yeah, well, yeah, I admit the dogs are going to have an adjustment period when this ends, because I'm taking them out 4 or 5 times a day just out of boredom, you know, just to get a walk around the block or throw them the ball or something. And, you know, they're loving it. But when we go back to normal, it's going to be like, hey, dude, what the hell? You know, you were taking me out every day. It's like, how do you explain? It's one thing to explain it to your kids. How do you explain to your dogs how the coronavirus works? It's like, yeah, you get us both pretty much every day now, and then that's going to end. 832 says, drop my phone on the floor of a grocery store bathroom stall. Pretty sure I'm dead.
Oh,
man. Yeah, I might.
I would have just left it, I think.
I think I would have, too.
I mean, you just call insurance at that point.
Yeah. Yeah, well, my phone broke, or I lost it, or something like that. Yeah, I don't think I would touch it, even if I had gloves. Because then you have to go spray that thing down. All right, we are going to take a very quick break. Please don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Waking in the dead of night, I can't sleep. Sleeping in the light of day for like weeks. Reality was out of focus.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. If you want to call in, we'll definitely take some calls. You can text the show. You can tweet at us. Somebody says, I may not be married if this goes much longer. I guarantee
I think that's a lot of people.
Yeah, and it's just, I know, man, it's so hard. And, you know, we've worked out a pretty good routine where, you know, I have my floor and she has hers. But, you know, if I decide I want to drink all day, I'm probably going to get yelled at, which, you know. But for the most part, right now, it's fine, but I can't tell you what it's going to be like in a week. I mean, these kind of things are going to affect everybody differently. And, you know, it's stressful. A lot of people are worried about where their checks are going to come from. I mean, I know a lot of people are worried about getting laid off, and that just adds stress to a relationship. There's no question. So just, you know what, forget about all that and listen to us for 3 hours.
Yeah. This kid who, there was a guy who was like trying to steal this lady's three kids, and this 16-year-old high school wrestler took him down and held him till the cops got there?
No.
Dude, it's a crazy story. Like, and there's video of it, and I actually saw the video on Derek Lewis's Instagram. But this guy, like, basically tries to, he snatches this, there's a woman with a 9-year-old, a 2-year-old, and a 1-year-old. And he takes one of the kids and then basically tells her, you need to hand over the other two or I'm going to kill this one. And the lady snatches the kid and like runs with it. And then this guy chases after her. She's like, he's trying real hard to take these kids. And then basically he bursts into this gas station. He beats up some old dude. And then this high school wrestler comes in and pins this dude down. And it turns out this kid is like 6'2", 275 or 285. He's an offensive lineman and a state champion or no, a state. I don't know if it was a state champion, but he wrestled in state the state tournament. He was a district champion and he's a monster. And he basically just took this down and like. The dude that was the bad guy, like trying to steal the kids, was like, you know, 165 pounds. So this dude's just like mauling him and finally lays on him. And like this old lady is coming up. She's got like the sign you put down if there's like a wet floor, like the little yellow tent sign. She picks that up and she starts hitting the guy in the head with it while this guy's holding him down. It's pretty awesome. And it's really a great story because this dude's like a hero. But if you want to see the actual video, I read about the story yesterday. I saw the video today on Derek's Instagram.
Huh? Yeah, I'll go check that out because that sounds awesome. Is the bad guy like a family member or something?
No, he's like a human trafficker. This is it's in New Mexico, and it's down close to the border.
It's that damn blue meth. It'll get every time.
It's bad hombres.
Oh, the bot said, would the NFL be doing O'Brien a solid if they were to play games without any fans? Probably, although I'm sure he'd find somebody to yell, you suck too, at. So.
You suck too! You suck too!
Yeah, I think he's going to hear about it a little bit early. Although, it's going to be a long time, and people may just be so starved by then. And if they get Tunsil and Watson done, and maybe they have a decent draft, then people will forgive a little bit. Because I don't know if – I mean, I feel like we didn't overreact to how bad the Hopkins trade was.
Mm-hmm.
But was it made worse because there's nothing else going on and the whole world's falling apart around us? And so it's going to get that kind of focus?
I mean, I think that it's probably a combination. It's right now everything bad that happens is sort of highlighted. And because there's not a lot going on. Now's not the time to be an idiot or to mess something up because, the whole world's watching now.
So, yeah, what's worse?
Although, didn't the John Jones thing seem like it kind of got glossed over?
It kind of did. We talked about it, but, I mean, it just – there was, like, one story, and then that was it.
Yeah. I would have thought that – I mean, if that happened during normal times, that'd be all over for – I mean – we would have had press conferences. It would have been a huge deal, but it's kind of quiet. And the UFC's got their own news because apparently the Khabib-Tony fight is off because Khabib's stuck in Russia. They're not going to let him travel. And now Dana's scrambling to try to piece together a fight that probably shouldn't have happened anyway. But it's him versus coronavirus. He wants to prove that he is better than the coronavirus, and it's not going to slow him down from making money. But... yeah, it looks like that's another casualty of this damn disease.
Isn't Dana rich enough he could smuggle him out, like, you know, bribe some oligarch?
You would think.
Get him.
Rather
than saying, oh, I can't get out of Russia, you know, you send a yacht, you pay somebody off, you sneak him onto the yacht, and next thing you know, he's back in Vegas. Everything's fine. That's how I would handle it.
Yeah.
Because you're going to make enough off that fight, pretty sure that, you know, a little bribe money won't hurt you. That's just part of the budget.
Part of
just
the game.
Take it out of the pay-per-view. Oh, well. 713-780 ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And got a message, I won't say from who. I'm delivering beef jerky. PayPal for me. Yeah. Just throw the beef jerky over my my fence out here.
That's
and
it.
I'll send you to PayPal and it'll all work good. So, yeah, that's the smart thing to do is just try to avoid any contact with anybody, and it's not that hard, man. When we had Dell on the other day, Dell's way ahead of the curve on this.
Yeah, he is the master of social distancing.
And, you know, you're pretty good at it, too, actually. So
I usually am, yeah.
You know, and, I mean, I'm kind of the opposite, but I'm coming around. The problem is I just don't know how to keep my mind occupied enough. So I'm having to work on that kind of stuff, because if I let myself think about it too much, I start getting stressed out, and the heart attack will kill me long before the Rona will. So just trying to keep your mind occupied is a big challenge for me.
Right.
So, because, I mean, honestly, like, today is easy because we had the meeting and I had a bunch of sports map stuff to do in the show prep. But then, like, tomorrow, not going to have any meetings. It's a limited amount of stuff I have to do for sports map. So I have to come up with some way to fill the rest of the day. And, like, last week I did a lot more show prep than usual, like, went to a bunch more websites and stuff. But then once you kind of get in that routine, it doesn't take as long. Because, like, oh, yeah, I know I can get this from this site and this from this site. So, yeah. Because that's what's going to drive me crazy. Because I've always said the two things I never want to be are bored or boring. And if I get bored, then I go nuts. So, and I'm guessing either that or I drink way too much.
Well, that for sure.
Hey, we take a call?
Hey.
Let's grab Ken.
Hey, guys. Good talking to you, Corona and stuff.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, I was just kind of curious. I've been listening to you guys talk a lot, obviously, over the last couple of weeks about coronavirus, and I think it took a lot of us. Just all of a sudden, it just kind of happened real quick, and I know you were pretty skeptical about it at first, Fred, and a lot of us were, and all the ramifications for the economy, but I'd just love to hear, you know, what you guys are able to share about from a leadership perspective at Cal Media. I'm sure you guys had some pretty intense meetings on trying to figure out how you were going to do this, what you were going to do, you know, how you make those decisions. And I know you can't really get into financials, but I'd be a little bit curious, and I'm sure this has hit you guys a little bit on the advertising side, because your, you know, main advertisers are retail, a lot of retail stuff. Just, I don't know, whatever you guys can share on that. I think it'd be interesting for the people to kind of hear, you know, how you guys approached it, and just kind of get some perspective. Other than that, guys, stay sportsy. Stay Corona. Bye.
All right.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, I don't want to get too much into that end of it. I think anybody who listens to the station knows that we have a lot of great advertisers that are not in a position to advertise, but we've got a bunch who stuck with us who are. And you know, if you like what you're hearing, please, you know, go to those guys, because, you know, they've been great. And, like, obviously, Lawyer Dave and Dr. Linville and Carbach and TGS and Hoops and all these guys that are still with us. You know, if you can support them, please do, because, you know, it has been rough. And if this thing drags out a long time, then, yeah, it's all stuff we've talked about, and we're doing our best to deal with it. And just like a lot of businesses, and fortunately, we're, you know, we got enough going on. And from a sports map perspective, even though there's no sports, we're still doing really well with that in terms of advertisers and in terms of traffic. So it's almost business as usual there. But the real hard part was AJ trying to set this up so we could all broadcast from home. And he really – and you can speak to that more, AJ, but that was a lot of work, and he did a hell of a job with it. So
Well, I mean, obviously, we want to keep this thing running as smoothly as possible. We want it to be as normal as possible, and we want to come out of this thing looking as close to what we looked like going in as possible. That's basically our goal. So, yeah, I mean, everybody's done their part, man. Like, AD was big, our engineer, for getting us all the equipment we needed to make everybody broadcast from home. So, and kudos to all the guys who have really done, you know, a pretty seamless job. I mean, obviously, this is not easy, and it is not it's not the same as doing a show with someone in the room with you. But it's what we've got, and it's either that or not do shows at all and put on ESPN National. And when that decision came, it was a pretty easy one. And that's sort of a last ditch thing if they tell us that no one, not even the not even media, are allowed to be out on the roads or something. Then we'll just flip to that, and that'll be that. But until that day comes, I think we've got a pretty good setup going.
Yeah, we do, and none of us want to do that, because I think it's important as this thing develops and as we're all dealing with it, I think it helps for us to all be able to talk and, you know, to let you guys know what's going on and make fun of some things where we can, and I think it's important. But AD, you mentioned, and, you know, our producers have all really stepped up and had to deal with different shows that they're not used to.
Yep.
And That too, you know, that way we're limiting people's exposure to where there's only a couple guys in that room. And again, that was all AJ. So I think dude has stepped up as program director here in this. And, you know, for what we do, we're just going to try to keep, you know, keep things going as much as we can. You know, we're still communicating with Culture Map and all those guys and still sharing stuff. And, you know, our meetings today, everything, you know, we talk about everything. So, I mean, It's like any other business that's getting pinched right now. We're just trying to do the best we can, and hopefully this doesn't drag out for too long. Because
yep.
If it does, it's going to affect people a lot worse than us. But you know, there's just no way of knowing what's going to happen, because we don't know how long this is going to last. So stop going out in groups. Like those. Did you see the knuckleheads in New York that went out to see a ship?
No.
Like, whole bunch of people are out there because there's a medical ship that's going to be for people who don't have coronavirus, so that the hospitals can handle the coronavirus stuff. And like hundreds of people sitting out there watching it come in.
Idiots.
It's like, really?
Yeah. So, if they had hoops at home, they'd just stay home and hoop and not worry about ships.
That's what they should be doing.
That's what I'd be doing. Yeah, guys, if you're looking for something to do right now, Pro Dunk Hoops, they can come out and contact-free. Install a basketball goal at your house. How great is that? They're following all the protocol too, making sure there's no interactions. And really, what you can get at ProDunkHoops.com is the best basketball goals in the world. And I don't even know what I would be doing right now if I hadn't installed one last year, because my kids would be driving me up the damn wall right now. So luckily, they're outside every day for hours shooting hoops, and that's the big one and the little one. The great thing is I got a 12-year-old who plays on a 10-foot goal and a 7-year-old who can play on like an 8-foot goal. It can go all the way down to 5 feet if you want it to. Everybody can play, and the 7-year-old can turn the handle and put it up and down himself. They've got a design to fit your home, your driveway, or your backyard. They've got something for everyone, and this is a high-quality, beautiful goal that's really going to up your property value, if anything, which is really kind of a cool deal. Get your new hoops goal today. Check it all out at ProDunkHoops.com. They've got all the court marking stencils, the LED lighting, the custom pole pad lettering. They've got it all. It's all right there at ProDunkHoops.com. 281-351-9822 for Pro Dunk Hoops.
Make them tell the club up. Took your bitch out the game, I had to sub up. Swap. No masterpiece.
Hey.
10 bad babs, and
they after
me.
G'day, Sam Windsor from the Houston Sabercats here. Rugby's simple. Make tackles, hit rucks, score tries. Almost as simple as using the app. Stream ESPN 97.5 from anywhere, even down under.